Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, with Walter Williams here, the economic professor at George Mason University, he's being asked, what's going to happen with all of this debt? Who's going to pay for it that's being shoved to our children and to our grandchildren? This is an enormous amount of debt that keeps building and building and building.
Well, if you close your eyes, it goes away, right?
Oh, no. You can wish it away, you can pray it away, but it's not going to go away.
Our children and grandchildren, right? Will have
They're going to inherit this. Not only that, yeah. But he goes on to say that, you know, any politician that makes this tough choice to basically do what's right, he's going to be committing, or she's going to be committing, political suicide.
Because the people that are 65 years or older
absolutely.
Vote by mass numbers, and they wouldn't want you to affect their retirement, which I could totally understand that.
Yeah, but someone's going to have to keep kicking this can further down. Someone's going to have to pay for it, and it's not going to be good. In fact, I want you to take a look.
Well, I think here's the problem is that the big collapse will not come until 2030 or 2040. And any congressman who will take steps now to prevent the big collapse, he's going to be thrown out of office. That is, the major big problem in our spending is Social Security and Medicare. Any congressman talking about doing something about Social Security, doing something about Medicare, he's going to be run out of office. And by the people who are over 65 who vote in large numbers. So we have to ask ourselves the question, is it reasonable for us to expect a politician to do what he considers to be political suicide? I say no. It's unreasonable for us to expect that of a politician. So politicians are running a congressman. His time horizons is 2 years, not 15 or 20 years. It's 2 years. And so that's what we have to live with. People will say, well, what can we do? And I ask, are the American people, as human beings, are we any different from the Spanish, the Portuguese, the French, the British, great empires of the past who went down the tubes for doing roughly what we're doing, bread and circuses? And I say, maybe we're not that different, and maybe we're going to share the same future as those other great empires of the past. Keep in mind, we have betrayed the founding fathers of our country. I mean, if you look at Federalist Paper 45, when James Madison was writing Federalist Paper 45, he was trying to convince the citizens of New York to ratify the Constitution, and they were afraid to ratify the Constitution. And he said, the powers that we've delegated to the federal government are few and well-defined and restricted mostly to external affairs. The powers left with the people in the state are indefinite and numerous. If you turn that upside down, we have what we have now. The powers of the federal government are indefinite and numerous.
So it just shows you, right?
Yeah, it's powerful.
We have the few powers, and the government has the big powers.
Yeah, and we're going down the same path. America is that these other nations, these great empires, have went there. They've, you know, went to the top and they went to the bottom because we're doing the very same thing. Right. And so the question is that we have for you, we want an engagement. Put your comments below. What do we need to do? What are those tough decisions that these politicians have to make now, today, not kicking the can till 2030 or 2040, so that we don't suffer the same consequences? What a shame to have this liberty, to have this beautiful Constitution, to lose it all. Listen, put your comments below. We want to hear from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.